You search for me, my...
That's the memory of Estelle! Are you listening, you pig?
I mean, we'd be over to Mother's house. And her mother got this bird for Christmas. Like a little old finch. Kind of a worthless bird. It was pretty. But I don't know if you know much about finches. They don't sing like a parakeet. They don't talk like a macaw. They're teeny tiny little old birds. Just sit there. They're like decoration you gotta feed, yeah? And Estelle's always saying, Mommy, would you let him out of the cage? He can fly. I say, Estelle, don't be letting that bird out of the cage. I used to have a bird years ago. You let him out, you can't never get him back in again. She said, but I want to see him fly. I say, you'll see him fly. Tell you something, Estelle, you never let a bird out of the cage. Number one, if he ain't trained, he's going to be just flying all around the room, pooping all over the place. All you need is little pellets everywhere you go, and I won't have it. Look, we got bowls of fruit on the table here. We got some candies out. We're going to have the bird flying and pooping all over everything. Leave me the gate. I left the room to take a massive gas. And when you know, she talked to Mom into letting it out just for a second, supposedly. Just for a second. Well, I need to say, they couldn't catch it. They couldn't catch that thing. I mean. It's ducking and weaving. You ever try to catch a finch in your living room? I come walking out of there, the thing nearly hits me between the eyes. I said, what the hell? Estelle, did you hear me? I grabbed her, I got right in her face. I said, didn't these words penetrate the thickness of your cranial region? Did it get through that pimple between your shoulders called a head? Just then her mother said, oh, quick, Gary goes. I reached out to grab the bird, fell over the coffee table. Son of a... Skin mush. Table collapsed. I said, you see us down? We were expecting some guests. The bird landed right in the middle of the mashed potatoes on the buffet table. I dove on the buffet table and slid the length of the table. Casseroles falling on the floor. The bird made a break for the open window. Her father was standing there. I said, Pop, grab the bird. He leaned over the balcony and... I said, dial 911. Estelle, dial 911, you thick-skulled witch. Tell him to send an ambulance and tell him that you're a sleazebag for letting the bird out. Just then the bird flew by and nailed me in the tongue. I said, for it, but my head went through the sliding glass door. I'm trapped in the slide. Estelle's pulling on my ankle. I said, that's it. That's it. I threw open my jacket. Now I'm taking shots at the bird. I'm taking shots at the devil. Put a shot right over the balcony there. Took another. There it is. Hold it. Estelle keeps knocking my hand aside. I'm blowing away pictures off the walls. The next door neighbors are thumbing, hey, you nearly hit me. I said, shut up. I'm finch hunting. Finch hunting. Well, you can't hit a finch on the wing with a 357. Hey, you just can't do it. Estelle was in tears. Her mother was frantic. The distant wail of siren. I said, I'll catch that little booger. I went in the closet. I said, what? I'm going to throw it out the other guy. All right, there it is. Come here, little birdie. Come here. Shut up. Yeah. There we go. All right, yeah. I gotcha. All right, let me empty out this bag somewhere. Here we go. I said shut up!
It's Saturday morning with the best of Grease on DC 101.
All right, let's grab one that typifies the sound that made a great. The Grease Man and the Diamonds on DC 101.